So Steve Bannon has now tried to explain away or justify his seditious statement to Donald Trump, it's time to kill the Biden presidency in the crib. And here's the good news, friends. His explanation is actually a deeply incriminating statement. Let's talk about that. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So I hadn't planned to talk about Steve Bannon again today, but I can't let this go. I don't think any of us should let this go, and I sure know the Department of Justice better not let this go. Because Steve Bannon was caught using the language of sedition, of insurrection, of rebellion when he advised Donald Trump prior to January 6th, it's time to kill the Biden presidency in the crib. And now, Steve Bannon has tried to justify, has tried to explain his statement. And his explanation is actually a deeply incriminating admission. Here's how Newsweek reported it out. Headline: Steve Bannon confirms his involvement in January 6 insurrection on War Room podcast. And the article reads in part, Bannon on War Room confirmed that he met up with Trump and discussed how to kill the Biden presidency because of the supposed illegitimacy of now President Joe Biden's win over Trump in 2020. A claim that has been debunked multiple times. And here the article quotes Steve Bannon, quote, 42% of the American people think that Biden did not win the presidency legitimately, close quote, said Bannon. Quote, it killed itself, Bannon continued. Just look at what this illegitimate regime is doing. It killed itself. Okay, close quote. Well, first of all, Steve, it is your lies and the lies of Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and your other co-conspirators that gave rise to that 42% poll number. But we can set that aside because here is the main point. You don't get to overthrow the government. You don't get to stop the duly elected president from having his win certified because there's a poll that says 42% question the legitimacy of the incoming administration. That would be like saying, well, you know, 42% of the American people think that bank robbery is not illegal. So, therefore, robbing a bank is not a crime? It doesn't work that way, Steve. You know, the good news is you're going to get a chance to test out your theory, right? Your theory is you can declare something not a crime, you can then do it, and you can hold up your declaration as a defense to the crime you committed. It doesn't work that way. But the good news for you, you're going to get to try it out in court because your deeply incriminating admission that you advised the president to kill the Biden presidency in the crib was a result of a 42% poll. Yeah, that statement will be admitted against you in court, Steve. And the jury will laugh you right into prison. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, hold on tight. Stay safe. Stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.